Federal prosecutors have charged 10 members of the Barrio Azteca gang with the murders of a U.S. consulate employee and her husband. The daytime killings in Ciudad Juarez represented a new level of violence against American officials and their families. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the story.
The Barrio Azteca gang came together in prisons in the 1980s. But since then, FBI Assistant Director Sean Henry says it's branched out all over the world.
Its members have committed unspeakable acts of violence, terrorized communities on both sides of the border, and murdered the innocent.
Innocent people such as American consular worker Leslie Ann Enriquez-Catton and her husband. They were shot dead in their vehicle in March 2010, while their baby cried in the back seat. Around the same time, the husband of another U.S. consulate employee died in his car from bullet wounds. Prosecutors accused 10 members of Barrio Azteca with involvement in those three murders. Seven of the men are in custody in Mexico. Authorities are working to send them to the U.S. Justice Department official Lanny Brewer signed off on the criminal charges.
The indictment offers a chilling picture of how a highly organized and extremely violent gang collected taxes to pay bail bonds, discussed shipping routes to carry large quantities of drugs, illegal drugs, across the border, and orchestrated leadership changes at the barrel of a gun.
The FBI is still looking for Eduardo Ravelo. They think he was involved in those murders. He's one of the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives, and authorities are offering a $100,000 reward for information. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.